here's a story from The World.
It's been more than 4 years since a government in Colombia signed a peace deal with the Marxist guerrilla group FARC. Today, much of Colombia has become safer, but violence in some rural areas has actually gotten worse as criminal groups fight over areas once controlled by those rebels. It's not just dangerous rivalries in these remote parts of the country. As Manuel Rueda reports, it's also making things tougher for people who protect Colombia's natural resources.
Julio Velasquez patrols the St. Sylvester Lake near the city of Barranca Bermeja, looking for signs of pollution. Parts of the lake are full of sediment because the local water company isn't cleaning up properly. To show how bad it is, Velasquez stirs a stick in the water and pulls it out. A black, muddy substance falls from the stick.
No van a poder ellos tener libertad como la tenían antes cuando transitaban acá.
The fish used to transit through this area freely, Velasquez says, but now they're going to be trapped. The lake provides water for 300,000 people and livelihoods for hundreds of fishermen. That's why Velasquez and her Fishermen's Association are determined to protect it. But defending the environment has become a dangerous job in Colombia. According to the United Nations, there were 750 attacks against community leaders in the country last year, including 133 murders. Not all of them were environmental activists, but dozens were. In January, Velasquez had a close encounter with death herself.
Y ellos corren hacia nosotros sin medir palabras y empezaron a disparar.
She says two men on a motorcycle drove by her home and shot at her and her family while they hid under her bed. The windows still have bullet holes. Velasquez and her children have since relocated.
Esa es una forma de callarnos o de, como
this is a way to silence us for the complaints we have filed in court, she says. Three more members of Velasquez's group, the Federation of Artisanal Fishermen of Santander, have received death threats recently. Now they take a course on security protocols from a local human rights group. The Federation's vice president, Luis González, says that armed groups like the National Liberation Army and the Gulf Clan are using the forests around the lake to stash drugs and weapons.
Ya si nos paramos en la esquina, ah, mira, ya está el sapo ese, no sabemos quiénes son, gente extraña en la zona.
If we patrol the area, they're immediately suspicious. They think we're snitches, González says. So that turns us into their enemies and puts our lives at risk. The United Nations says that these kinds of efforts by armed groups to enforce territorial control are behind many of the attacks against community leaders. The situation has become especially bad in areas that were previously under control of the FARC rebels, the group that made peace with Colombia's government in 2016, says Sergio Guzman, a risk analyst in Bogota.
The government took too long to fill the voids and the vacuums of power left by the FARC after they signed the peace agreement and withdrew from these territories. So these groups have filled those voids eagerly in some cases, to the point where they're exerting territorial control of some parts of Colombia.
And what these groups are trying to do is to impose illegal economies on the communities and to do it by violence and force.
That's Juliet de Rivero, the United Nations Human Rights Delegate in Colombia. Colombia's president has tried to tackle the problem by sending more troops to some parts of the country. But the UN has been urging the government to speed up implementation of the 2016 peace deal, which includes rural development projects that could bring job opportunities and infrastructure to communities that have long been neglected.
The state needs to give access to markets so that they have alternatives for their own economies.
Part of Julie Velasquez's job is to visit river communities near Barranca Bermeja to speak with residents about their needs.
Muchas gracias por aceptarnos acá.
At the village of Aguas Negras, for example, people say they've been waiting for 3 decades to get an aqueduct. Palm plantations are polluting the local lake with fertilizers, and that's not the only environmental problem.
La ciénaga también no la están contaminando los búfalos. Ese es otro problema que tenemos en la ciénaga.
The lake is also being contaminated by herds of water buffaloes that have been brought there, said William Vergara, a longtime resident. Velasquez knows that gathering these complaints can be dangerous. But she says that preserving these forests and the livelihoods of people who live there is a task that cannot wait. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Barranca Bermeja, Colombia. From PR.